is up. Hello, local community. This is WFO 91.5 FM. This is World Radio. No, this is WWE Solo Showdown with your host, DJ Slamic Jam. No one's in the studio right now except for me. I might have a guest coming in later. Who knows? It'll be a good time. We're going to play a little bit more upbeat stuff this time. That's a lie. I'm probably going to play some sad stuff later, but that's okay. We're going let's just take it as it is. We're listening to some Lessons right now, also known as Tori Moi's side project, his DJ project. I'll let it play out, and stay tuned. Next hour should be fun. All of my souls, girl, I gotta grind. We're joined in studio now. We have a guest. You can't hear anything. Can you hear anything now? Oh yeah. All right. This is really loud. Okay. We're here in studio now with our new guest, Chris.
Hey,
Hans. Oh, your number mic's not on. Sorry. There you go. Now you're good.
Thanks for having me, Hans.
Yeah. Yeah. Great to see you here. Thanks for coming out. We got a last minute addition to the WWE Solo Showdown crew.
Yeah, I was just doing work in the campus center, and Hans was like, hey, do you want to come be a guest on the show? And so naturally, I had to come.
This is my first guest in 3 weeks. It's my first sign of human contact. I've just been camping out in the studio for so long, just hoping to see someone, just to talk to somebody.
Yeah, sometimes it's just nice to have someone to talk to, you know?
Because it's great, because like, I can talk to all of you, because you forced to listen to me. but I never hear anything back. You guys can call back. You can call in.
Can they really call in?
You can call in. 1-855-915-WMFO. That's 1-855-915-WMFO.
No, I don't know if Hans has told his listeners yet, but Hans actually has free tickets to a Kanye show in New York next week. And the first caller gets tickets, so call in.
As a disclaimer, that's not true, but we just did just get a caller.
Oh, boy.
If you get me in trouble, caller, sorry, we're going to throw you right on air.
I should monitor myself on the show, probably.
Caller on. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, this is Abrar calling from Barcelona.
Abrar from Barcelona,
wow, yeah.
Is this in any way related to the Kanye tickets that Chris just promised the first caller? In New York City.
I'm guessing the answer is no, so we're going to...
Well, congratulations, Abrar. You've just won 2 tickets to see Kanye West in New York City this weekend.
Dope.
Abrar, are you a tough student?
I am a tough student.
So what are you doing in Barcelona?
That's a good question. I took the wrong bus. I got lost.
Oh, it happens. Well, hopefully you can find a bus to New York from Barcelona, because...
Within the next several days. Because yeah. those tickets aren't just... I mean, I'm throwing them out if you don't come collect them.
Yeah.
I'm not using them, because they don't really exist, but...
Well, you really should do more tickets on your show.
just to support Beyond Air DJ.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in, Abrar, especially all the way overseas. I hope you're having a fantastic time. Well, we should actually catch up sometime. We'll do like a group call or something.
Yeah. Nice Skype.
Yeah.
Or Facebook chat, right? Facebook has video chat.
Yes, just chat.
Yeah. Or what we could do? We could set up live feeds.
I kind of want to bring back MySpace and AIM, so if you want to hit me up there.
Well, if you want to hit us up on Skype, we're also a WMFO DJ. If you call us on Skype, it'll actually route to the studio, so you can video chat us on Skype, but you won't see us. But it's a thought.
Well, that just sounds like... less than ideal. I mean, I want to look at, well, not you, but someone.
Well, you'll have a nice little icon of whatever we've set up on there.
That's good.
Do you have any song requests?
Yes.
The show's going though.
I hear Barcelona has made you a changed man. I'd like to hear some of your new music interests. Can you recommend anything good?
Well, if you find yourself out and about at night, you'll probably hear some lovely reggaeton.
Oh.
Oh, some reggaeton.
Any favorite reggaeton artists?
Not artists, but a song you'll hear quite often is La Bicicleta. So I could recommend that for you.
All right. Is that a Carlos Vives song?
Yeah, featuring Shakira.
All right. Abrar from Barcelona, thank you for calling in. We're going to throw it to La Bicicleta by Carlos Vives and Shakira.
Dope.
Take care.
Have a nice bus ride over as you collect your tickets for this Friday. Congratulations for being our first caller. And we'll be right back here on WWE Solo Showdown.
pelucado en una bici que me lleva a todos lados. Un vallenato desesperado, una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Este sueño y que te quiero tanto, que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. Aquí yo guardo donde te escribí. Este sueño y que te quiero tanto, que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. Ella es la favorita, la que canta la zona. Se mueve en su cadera como un barco en la sola. Tiene los pies descalzos como un niño que adora. Y sus cabellos largos son un sol que te antoja. Le gusta que le digan que la niña la Lola. Le gusta que la miren cuando ella en una bici que me lleva a todos lados. Un vallenato desesperado, una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Este sueño y que te quiero tanto, que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. Aquí yo guardo donde te escribí. Este sueño y que te quiero tanto, que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. Óyeme, Carlos, llévame en tu bicicleta. Que si al fin que algún día le muestras en Tayrona, después no querrás ir pa' Barcelona. Lleva, llévame en tu bicicleta. Óyeme, Carlos, llévame en tu bicicleta. Que si a mi pique tú le muestras en Tayrona, después no querrás ir pa' Barcelona.
And now we're going to throw it to my favorite reggaeton song from middle school.
DJ Blaste. Que tú te
This one's for all you Marlins fans out there.
This one's great, but next season. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, hear the roar on the crowd. Diving catch, a stolen base, a perfect game, a triple play, another playoff race. Yes, World Series champs will be. Keep hoping and dreaming and you will soar with the lead.
And we're back.
That was Scott Stapp's Marlins Will Soar. He's
really?
Actually playing at a pub in Lawrence, Massachusetts on Friday, November 25th. So
Chris and I will be there. Stop by, yeah. Say hi, grab a few drinks with us.
We'll have a whole table set up. It'll be fantastic.
WMFO is tabling there. We're going to sell some merch.
So come check it out.
so now, just to all you ladies and gentlemen out there, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Oh, I'm very excited.
No. So here at WWE Solo Showdown, we love to just sort of just put our feelers out there, just get a general sense for how you guys are feeling about the coming holiday. Or it's not really a holiday, but just celebration. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you have any questions about it, I mean, we're both romantic experts.
Gift ideas, yeah. You know, date ideas, anything, you know?
So feel free to call in, ask us your questions. I mean, I'm going to play. Let me set the mood really quickly. All right, hopefully this is applicable. This is relaxing romantic music, incredible feelings, wonderful background for love, stress relief, kissing. On YouTube, it's a 3-hour playlist.
Ooh, that sounds, already sounds fantastic.
I'm mellowed out like crazy right now. After that neo jazz in the background just cut. Yeah, so feel free to call in. 1-855-915-WMFO. We're here to offer our relationship advice to you. Mm-hmm. Really, it's free.
Free, no charge.
It's on air for all. Let's see, we have all 9 of our online listeners and countless radio listeners to listen to. But
I've actually heard we get thousands of listeners who are, you know, commuting to work at, you know, 12 in the afternoon on a Monday.
And you know, I know what you're thinking about while you're commuting. You're really just pondering, how can I ask that girl I really like out? What can I do to get that guy to ask me out this Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. What should we do together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, where should I take them?
We're here. We're offering a service here. If you don't call in, I don't know what's wrong. And it's 1-855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I mean, I'm fine to just sit here until someone calls in.
You can Skype in at WMFO-DJ.
We're taking all your calls. This is we're going on a minute 30 here, but we're still waiting.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
It's literally like in 6 months, guys. No, it's like three. It's pretty soon. That's real soon.
Yeah, fairly soon. Yeah.
Before you know it, it'll be on you.
Waiting for callers.
This is really nice.
You know what? We're going to come back for some callers, but just sit back and enjoy the music.
Yeah, hang on. I'm just going to let this go up. If anyone calls, we'll put ourselves back on.
Just sit back, enjoy your drive to work.
Thank you. Again, this is 1-855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. We are offering relationship advice. Call in, ask us some questions. We're here to help. We're leaving this going for a little bit longer. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, we've got a Skype caller here calling from, where are you, caller, who, may I ask who you are and where you're from?
Take a wild guess.
I don't have anything. This is a bra calling from Barcelona.
Oh, a bra from Barcelona. Wow, hey, great to have you back.
Great to have you back.
You know what? You guys really tempted me with that free advice.
And this soothing music too, right? Just, it's so inviting.
Honestly, I almost passed out on my bed.
Well, how can we help you today, Abrar from Barcelona?
Well, I'm just curious to hear what your guys' ideal way of doing Valentine's Day would be.
Our ideal, Chris, would you like to start?
Well, yeah.
Start to finish.
Yeah, there's lots of fantastic ways to do Valentine's Day. For me, you know, I'm generally the type of person that likes to make it, you know, kind of an all-day affair. So, you know, maybe wake up in the morning, cook some breakfast, go back to sleep for a little bit. Wake up, go on a hike, you know, especially, you know, I'm from Los Angeles.
Just get the endorphins going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get the endorphins going. It's a time of love. And, you know, maybe go on a nice hour, two-hour hike, stop, get a nice, you know, a little late lunch. Go back and cuddle, listen to music just like this. And, you know, while your special someone is still asleep, maybe run out and grab them some flowers. And, you know, invite them out to dinner with you. And you got to make a good dinner reservation, you know. It's Valentine's Day. It's tough. I got to say, I was going on a Valentine's Day date this a couple years back and totally forgot to make a reservation. So I'm frantically calling and I'm calling and I'm calling. Anywhere that's open. And finally, one place is open, and I looked at the menu, and you know, my girlfriend at the time was a vegan, so it had to be, you know, somewhat have a diverse offerings of food, and you know, we get to this restaurant. You know what I mean, the pricing wasn't too expensive, or so I thought, and we sit down and they say, hey, you know, we've got a special Valentine's Day menu, and I look around, and you know, we're the only couple probably under the age of 45.
That's how you know it's a good place.
Exactly, then, yeah. You know it's a good place, and they bring out the menu, and it's, you know, a 5-course menu, and I look at the price, and I just look at my girlfriend, and I go, "We've got to leave." I don't remember where we went after, but you know, I was pitching McDonald's. We didn't go to McDonald's.
Oh,
I think we got pasta.
God.
So now, like Chris, I like to make Valentine's Day sort of a full day affair. Sort of similarly, what I like to do is just, you know, wake up early on the earlier side, prepare a nice breakfast, eat breakfast, go back to bed a little bit, maybe again, go out for a little bit of a hike. Runyon Canyon is, you know, classic LA hike, but, you know, here in Boston, maybe go up to the Fells, drive up there, bike up there, go on a nice bike ride to the Fells, really great, great way to get the endorphins going, and then come back, lay out a nice sort of late lunch. Maybe some bagels and lox, just eat that. And, you know, play some nice music in the background, some nice soothing jazz. And then around 2 p.m., go wake up my date. And then just, like, hang out and watch TV for the rest of the day with her. Because I've already got the whole morning covered. I really had a lot of fun by myself.
Yeah, and I was about to ask, is she even awake?
In the evening, then, I'm a really big fan of hitting up, like, a Five Guys or something, grabbing a shake.
Yeah, they do offer shakes now, you know. Bar Guys in Medford offers shakes. They're delicious.
Now, Abrar, is there any way that we can help you about your relation with your, like, do you have any relationship questions pertinent to your personal life? Or?
You know, how do you say goodbye to a place you love?
A place or a person?
Probably never coming back.
Now we're offering only personal, like person to person relationship advice. There's no person to place offering here. Unfortunately, we don't condone those kind of relationships.
You did not specify that very clearly. I feel like I've been cheated here.
Well, Labar, it looks like we're gonna have to take you off air. Thank you for calling. If anyone else has any questions regarding their relationship, we are here to offer advice.
Abrar from Barcelona.
855-915-WMFO. I'm hanging up on you, Abrar.
All right.
So Five Guys.
Five Guys. Feel free to call in again, guys.
You know, when it comes to Valentine's Day, you know, I mean, and you want to go somewhere, let's say, affordable and fast, and you know, with delicious, greasy food. You know, I'm always a McDonald's guy. But do you think Five Guys is the better option?
I just think, you know, Five Guys just has a little bit it's a fuller burger.
Well, you can customize.
You can customize it. I always get everything on it, and it's great just to.
But I have a question.
That greasy bag really puts you in the mood later in the night.
What if she prefers a chicken wrap or some chicken selects? They don't make those anymore. Chicken nuggets or.
Get a new date, probably, really.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, makes sense.
But guys, feel free to call in. We're here for the next 26 minutes, 855-915-WFO. I'm going to throw it to some music if I can find something really quickly. Oh, earlier we went on a bit of a reggaeton. Spree, we had some Shakira and Carlos Vives, and then some Juanes, Tengo la Camisa Negra. Throwing it back to middle school Spanish class, Spanish 1-2 with, don't remember her name.
Senora Dean, for me.
No, I'm going to go, let's see, we can do, what did I want to play earlier today? Anyone got any recommendations, give us a call, send me a text, send me a message, send Chris a message. Man, this is, I gotta change this quick. This is putting me to sleep. All right, and we're back. WMFO, World Radio Entertainment Solo Showdown with your host, DJ Slamic Jam. We're joined in studio with Chris Moody, here to say hi for today and for the hopefully next week
as well. Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna go throw this to some, oh man, I'm shooting low here. We're gonna go classic here. We're going enjoy Bob Dylan, classic Bob Dylan.
Ooh.
Like a Rolling Stone. Stay tuned for more here on WWE Solo Showdown. Love ya.
So fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out, now you don't. Talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody. nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel?
Apologies, we're going to cut this song a little bit short. We're being joined by a caller internationally.
Hello, caller, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Zukas Lera.
Zukas Lera, well, thanks for joining us on the show. Where are you calling us from, Zukas Lera?
I'm coming from a big city. The sun used to set on here all the time, but now it doesn't because it's winter and the clouds are covering everything.
So I'm guessing it gets dark early out there in London.
Yes, very good guess. I am in London, United Kingdom. It's true.
Fantastic. So tell us about it. What's it like?
Yeah, is Valentine's Day celebrated any differently there than it is here in the States?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot
there
about
Valentine's. There is no Valentine's Day. Instead, what they do is they include the entire month of Lent is because they don't follow the Catholic tradition. So no Lent. Instead, it's 1 month of nothing but tickling your partner's belly. So it's, 2 weeks. Tickle one one tickles the other's belly, and then for 2 weeks vice versa, and they're consecutive. So 1 week you tickle, The next week you get tickled, and then, you know, that repeats.
No.
And that's their version of Valentine's month.
If you don't mind me interjecting here, I'd imagine that by day 13 or so, one's belly has become quite raw from this tickling.
It gets very raw, which is why Brits love to keep their fingernails as short as possible throughout the entire year, just in case they do get the urge to tickle outside of Valentine's month.
Fantastic.
It's also one of the big reasons why they have those they're like these water pouches that you put on your tummy to help.
Do they have a name?
They call it a fiddle pouch.
A fiddle pouch. Wow.
The Brits really do have everything figured out. It makes me wonder why our country isn't more like theirs.
Yeah. So it's amazing. You know, things are very similar, and yet, you know, the way that they tickle is, I think, much more advanced than we ever thought.
It's almost revolutionary.
Well, you know, the belly tickle is interesting because, you know, I've always felt that Americans are more, you know, we like to tickle feet, you know, which is...
Feet and armpits, too, which is considered like a little bit of a grosser region of the body than the stomach. Yeah.
Yes, that it's true, but the Brits are very progressive when it comes to tickling. Any part of the body, you're able to tickle during this week, as long as it is your partner that you are tickling. If you are tickling someone that is not your partner, you will have to sign forms, and that in itself will take about a 6 months.
I hear with the it's a bit of a bureaucracy there. Yes.
A lot of bureaucracy. Yeah, is there a name for this month, actually? Is it just Tickle Month, or, you know, do they have a special name for it?
Well, it is Valentine's month. They do call it the time of tickling. Two fortnights of fiddling. Usually just Valentine's month will suffice.
So I guess my question is, you know, did this whole month, this whole Valentine's month, did it precede Valentine's Day, or, you know, did Valentine's Day come before, and then, you know, the Brits were like, hey, you know, maybe we should have a full month of this, except just tickling.
I've yet to look into that. I do know it does have something to do with Henry VIII wanting to tickle his second wife, but the Pope saying that he was not allowed to, according to Catholic law, and that's why he created the Church of England, was to make sure that he could tickle not only his second wife, but all of his mistresses in the tummy.
For this one, it's really a fantastic history and tradition for Valentine's Day month, or Valentine's month in England. It makes me a little bit sad that the U.S. is not, it's not as storied here. It's just more so you just have a day in which you all go to Five Guys together. And have a greasy meal.
Here's what you can do. People of the United States, here's what you can do. Talk to your partners today. Of course, this is something that should always be discussed between two people who are consenting adults. Enjoy this next month by tickling each other in the tummy. Make sure that not only you do tickle, but you are tickled as well. I have to go. I'm going to go eat some mushy peas, but I wanted to call in and tell you guys.
Do you have a song request that you'd like to share with our listeners? You know, maybe.
Yeah, I do have a song request. I'd love to hear Slow Ride, Take It Easy. I don't know who wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
But I like it.
Well, thank you, Valentine's Month expert Zukas Lera, calling in from London, UK. They do reach, the smartest people are in the UK. It's true. You don't even know the accent, though, and it still has blown our minds.
Amazing. And
we appreciate it.
Remember, America, fiddle your friends, fiddle your loved ones, but always make sure that you do tell them before, or else you will have to sign a lot of forms.
And that it's consensual. Yeah?
Consensual
fiddling.
The forms always make sure that tickling is consensual.
Have a fantastic rest of your afternoon there in London, UK.
And to you as well.
Take care. And we're going to play out with some Foghat. Here we go. This is Zukas Lera's requested song, Foghat's Slow Ride, Take It Easy. Thanks for tuning in here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Forum Radio. This is WWE Solo Showdown. Your DJ host, DJ Slamic Jam, and guest, Chris Moody. Enjoy. Yeah.
fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
Do it, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Here, we got 9 minutes left and 8 minutes left on the show. It is 12:52, almost on the dot. It's PSA time. I just played a donations PSA, but I'm gonna have to play another one. I just like the shooting crack with Billy Bob. It's a pretty apt description of what this station really is. Freeform radio at its finest. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to read about learning on the go for the next 30 seconds. Now, children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and, in parentheses, this station.
You know, we'd like to give a little shout out to the seven listeners that have.
Actually, we're at 9 million now.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's eight online, but it's like 8.
Millions around the world.
8,999,992 are listening in their car right now.
You know, I've got to say, Hans, that you know we've got a call from Barcelona, a call from London. You know, I had no idea. We had such an international audience. Pretty incredible.
It's great to hear. I love when fans call in. It really just reaffirms that what we're doing here is great work.
Yeah, you know, or that other people friends who are abroad right now are pretty bored.
No, I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about. It's you know, and in honor of this holiday, you know, we got a few more minutes. We'll talk. I don't know. What do you want to do? We could. Oh yeah, give us a call too. 855-915-WFO for the next 3 minutes. We will take your relationship questions and offer some advice. I might also just cut it right now and play the song.
I think we should just play the song.
All right.
The song sounds like a pretty fun time.
Thanks for listening. I hope you guys. Oh, hang on a second. Let me configure this. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's show. As always, we're here Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. here on WMFO. You can reach us at WMFO.org or 91.5 FM. Just here to and entertain.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy your Monday.
And listen to the sound of the police.
That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. You don't like how I act. You claim I'm selling.
idea. You need a little clarity, check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in Adi Nation. The overseer could stop you, what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you're fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police, them have a little gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way. People fade.